Life out of step. Once again, I'm Brian Duncan. Go ahead, Stevie.
No, I was going to say he's Brian Duncan.
And then he's Steve Webb.
I think so.
That works pretty good.
Well, what's up?
We're on Life Out of Step from the Road to Redemption. Why? Because no matter what else you believe, mistakes happen. Wrong places, wrong choices are commonplace. Or, kind of backwards. Or wrong places are choice. Never mind. God is not surprised by the stuff you do or say.
He even knew you were going to do that.
Yeah, you know, I wish I would have. We could have probably stopped the tape right there.
Well, there's no sense in doing that.
We're still rolling. Covering the responsibilities of reasonable happiness from the Radio Rehab Show on www.radiorehab.com. You can go hear the whole show there. But today, we're just going to play you the antagonist point of view from Radio Rehab on the responsibilities of happiness. And this week's show is on that I'm... My responsibility to be happy requires me to set limits and boundaries.
Does that mean like my property line over there next to my neighbor?
Well, it could be that. It's kind of that way. It's just a matter of you can't let people run over you all the time. You got to figure out where your markers are. That's all.
Okay. Well, you said something earlier about, what was it, codependent people? How does this fit in?
Well, codependent people are usually the people that try to get you to make the decisions for their boundaries and limits. And then when it doesn't work for them, then they blame you for it.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. So what we're going to do here is we're going to cut to responsibility number 4 of reasonable happiness from the Radio Rehab Show. I'm responsible to set limits and boundaries.
Hey, stop it. We're out of time. That's my boundary.
All right. You gotta go.
There we go.
The point of no return.
That's Michael Bowers. The song called Point of No Return.
No return.
Reluctant Believer is the project it's on. We're talking about setting limits and boundaries for reasonable happiness on the road to redemption. I'm Brian Duncan. I'm also a reluctant believer. But I know I can set limits and boundaries. I know because I've certainly limited my success with setting boundaries. And with that wisdom, I think I can embrace life out of step. I only have a hard time setting limits and boundaries when it comes to my own behavior. I don't mind telling you when you're crossing the line. See, because that requires no discipline on my part. I don't want to set my own limits and boundaries, though, because at some point, I'm going to have to enforce them. And I already know how hard I am to live with. I don't even listen to myself if it's going to be a hard thing to hear. No, I'm not going to start thinking about where I should be laying out markers for the way I act. My marker seems to land on more snakes than ladders. Because where I need to put up some boundaries seems to always be behind where I'm currently standing. Feel free to insert your own expletives here. Because even my language for describing the boundaries that I need to set is probably out of bounds as well. When I was a kid, I knew I could keep going in my trouble. Way past my mom's first warning, there was always going to be a couple more threats and an insistent commentary combined with an intensifying pitch in her voice and the color in her face. Until she used all 3 of my names, telling me to quit something, I would just keep right on going. See, I'm still paying for that behavior. And she's not there to change pitch for me anymore. But I'm still taking my own licking. Dear God. Please give me a will to be willing to check myself at the first warning that I'm taking a side road. Help me stay on the road to redemption. Give me the courage to set limits and boundaries and stand within them.
Look at here, ain't you sick and tired?
Yeah, And you have been a part of Life Out of Step. Congratulations. I'm Brian Duncan, the host who used to love you most. Well, I'm here with Steve Webb, of course. If you've enjoyed this show, there's a 30-minute version with songs and commentary of encouragement for people in recovery. You can find it at www.radiorehab.com. It's all time, 24/7. Go there and find out a little bit more about recovery.
And you can make donations at lifeoutofstep.com. Put my teeth back in my mouth here.
Yeah, you know, those are tax-deductible donations, too, by the way, because this is a nonprofit organization and an operation. It always was, but now the government says we're okay.
I feel so much better now.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy these shows. Keep coming back. Just like you would work a recovery program.
Even if you're not officially in a recovery program. We'll talk about that on another show.
Yeah, because recovery is for everybody eventually.
God bless you. Thanks for being a part of our day. Life Out of Step Out. Life Out of Step Outtakes. What is this? Show number 4, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm responsible to set limits and boundaries, and I think we're setting a good boundary here. Ain't gonna be here all night.
Seems like we just started. Okay. Stop.
This has been an InTouch Productions podcast. For more great shows, check out lifespringmedia.com.